Hallelujah. How's everybody doing? Amen. Me too, man. I'll tell you, I'm doing a whole lot better now. That was, what a blessing it is to be a part of God's fellowship. When you think about it, it's kind of wild to think that the master of the universe allows us to taste and see the glory of his goodness whenever we choose to. We have the choice to show up, to show out, to worship and praise him with everything we have and taste and see the glory of the goodness of God, the master of the universe. And I think that we hear stuff like that so much that it kind of is like just, it gets to be like a whatever statement. But I encourage everybody to grab a hold of the seriousness of that statement. That we are privileged enough to taste and see the glory of God's goodness. That is a major, major, major statement and privilege to be a part of. And we get so much stuff here that it's very easy for stuff like that to just become normal. And it's not. We are a part of the divine. We are a part of the beyond supernatural. We are privileged to know the other side, to see in the other side. To see the spiritual realm, to feel and sense and taste and see the spiritual realm. And it cannot be allowed to grow dull in our lives. Because that's when the enemy comes in and brings us into flesh and starts to make a mockery of all God's done in us and through us. This is definitely going to be a very short, simple, quick teaching. I know we've probably heard that a lot of times, and usually that means to strap in and buckle up because we're going to be here a while. But honestly, this is going to be a short, simple, sweet teaching because I got this call at about 9:30 this morning and planned on being just doing worship today. And then about 20 minutes to 10 o'clock, the Lord just started sharing some stuff with me. And I was like, oh, just wonderful. Let me sit down and write this down real quick. So just a few scriptures. You know, and it would have been very easy to say, no, there's not time, whatever. But I'm telling you right now, it was so strong on my spirit that it was so vital for right now that it has to be said. And I do not say any of this stuff as someone who has perfected it, but someone who is being perfected through it. Amen. Just like each and every one of us here, we are to be perfected through the things that we learn and to teach the things that we learn so that others may walk in them as well. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we're 100% all the time. But it means we're busting our butt to do the right thing, getting up, shaking the dust off, repenting, and seeking the Lord. So let's start off in 1 Corinthians 10. We're going to start at verse 1. Title of this simple, quick teaching is Body in Subjection. All right, let's read it. It says, Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play, nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And this is something that is so powerful. I know that every one of these scriptures we're going to read today, we've all heard multiple times. But in this scripture, something that really stood out to me was God will not allow us to be tempted without making a way of escape. And so many times I think people take that for granted in a sense of, you know, blaming God for the mistakes that they make, saying that I was tempted, I fell into temptation, where was God in making my way of escape? And what I heard from the Lord was, is those who are not truly abiding in me will not have the strength to overcome the temptations that are before them. And it goes back to everything we learn here day in and day out, that cooperation is key. You cannot pick and choose parts of the Bible that you want to live by and that you want to live and die by and throw some by the wayside. In this, a question that we've constantly got to be asking ourselves is, am I cooperating with the plan of escape? Am I cooperating with it? Am I doing my part? Am I seeking the Lord with everything I have? Am I pressing into him day in and day out? Am I allowing him to build that foundation under my feet so that when temptation comes and times of trouble come, I have a firm rock to stand on so that I have the strength to overcome and I can jump into the plan of escape? The only way to overcome the temptations is staying connected, which allows you to partake of the escape plan. And I know we've been talking a lot about escape plan and the way of escape and God's grace, and it's, in these times and in this season, things are so insane out there. If your foundation is not firm, you're going to fall. And I'm going to share with you guys a little bit, just a little testimony. So as you all know, I was living out of town for almost 2 years in Jacksonville. And I'm here to tell you right now that without a foundation under your feet, it is not easy out there on your own, by yourself, with no accountability, no one to say to you, hey, tighten up, tighten up, tighten up, get in position, are you making the right choices? It's you and God. And if you don't have you and God now, here in this place and time, you're not going to have you and God out there in the world. And I'm here to tell you right now, times were tough. The devil was pressing and pressing and pressing, being around worldly, crazy people all the time who were cursing and slandering and gossiping and talking all kinds of perversion and everything you could think of, and not having the covering of the ministry around you, the covering of your brethren around you all the time. If you are not in position and have that foundation under your feet that God is training you in right now, when you get to that place when you're out there is a very good chance you're going to fall into those temptations. And I'm telling you, the pressure was strong in a lot of areas. But because of the faithfulness and daily warfare and daily worship and pressing into the Spirit and pressing into worship every time I come here, even though I miss services because I was out of town, when my butt was in here, I was diving in. I did not care how I felt. I didn't care what it looked like. I didn't care what my circumstances were, because I know that my lifeline is in connection with the throne room. That is the only thing that keeps me going. Without that connection to the throne room, I'm done. I am completely doomed. I'm done. There is no more body in subjection. There is no more restraints on the flesh. All there is falling back on my face out there in the world, eating dirt again. And I'm telling you right now, that is not an option. It's not an option. So if you think you're going through it, you think things are hard, let me just share with you, they can get a lot worse. They can get a whole lot worse. So stop complaining, stop grumbling, stop focusing on the minor little things that we deal with from day to day, and start thanking God for what you got. Start thanking God for what you know, and start doing something with what you know. And again, I'm not here to preach this to everybody. It's bouncing right back on me too, because I got to walk what I talk. And I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but I get up, and I bless the Lord with all my soul. And whoever's watching out there, this is a message for everybody. It doesn't matter how new you are in the Lord. Doesn't matter how old you are in the Lord. Everybody is one decision away from falling off. And it's as simple as that. You can be doing this 23 years, walking faithful with the Lord. You make that one decision that is not of God, that gets you into a sin leading unto death, and you can fall off. So just take it seriously. Take what you're learning seriously. Put it to practice. Spend that extra time with the Lord. Dive deep. Because I'm telling you right now, the enemy's diving deep on your lives. The enemy is searching night and day to find what he can do to bring a stumbling block for each and every one of us, to prevent us from not only fulfilling what God has us to do, but for others that we're supposed to touch, fulfilling what they need to do. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. But what is so amazing and awesome about God is even when there's the crushing, even when there's the pressing, even when there's the bombardment of the enemy and the temptation is crazy, there is still peace when you are abiding. Even though it sounds crazy, it's hard as can be, but it's also peaceful. I don't know how to make that make sense or to explain that any way better so that it actually makes sense. You just have to go through it. Because you know that 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 God's got you in the palm of his hand. And he's not going to let you go. But that only comes from pressing in. That only comes from connection with him. That only comes from worshiping your brains out and making sure that you get connection with him. Because you know that without that connection with him, you're in trouble. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 through 27. And it says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. And I think we're going to stop right there for a second. I think a lot of times that people lose sight of what we are here for. We're here to make it home. We're here to bring as many people home as possible. We're not here to make a bunch of money. We're not here to accomplish a bunch of stuff in this life. We're not here to have the fanciest car, the best clothes, the best wife or husband. That's not what we're here for. We are here to rescue as many people as possible and to make sure that they know there is an eternal realm and they're either going to be in eternal damnation or they're going to be in eternal peace. And that goes for us as well. So we've got to stop losing sight of we are in an eternal race, not a temporary race. Verse 26. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight. I'm not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. And let's go to Matthew 6:31. So putting our body into subjection, disciplining our body, disciplining our spirit, our soul. How do we do this? How is this done? What I keep getting referred back to is a simple scripture that we hear all the time. And it's another thing that because we hear it all the time, people grow numb to it. They lose the seriousness of it. They lose the realness of it. And it's something that we cannot allow to happen. We cannot allow the enemy to cause our senses to grow dull in things that are so mighty and powerful and saving our lives and saving those around us. And it's very easy to allow that to happen. If we were in some church that is just kind of boring as heck, when you finally get a revelation, you'll hold on to that baby for a long time. But we get so many revelations and so many things here day in, day out, year after year, it's very easy for the enemy to come in and try and make it dull, try and make it normal. And we have got to take the responsibility in saying, no, this is not normal. This is not dull. This is supernatural Holy Spirit power. And I'm going to press into it because if I don't, I'm done for. And the devil is constantly trying to loop our minds around and make us think, oh, not again. We got to go here again. We got to do this again. Got to go over there again. We got to hear this again. Thank Jesus that we get to come here and do this day in and day out. It's the only reason why we're here. I should be dead 10 times over. I should be in prison for the rest of my life, probably a couple times over. And I'm sure every one of you in here has a story just like that. So where is that gratefulness that you had when you first came, knowing that God saved your blessed assurance from being in prison the rest of your life, from being murdered or overdosed? It's maintaining that attitude of gratitude is what keeps these things alive. Seeking new revelation. Seeking new revelation in the same scripture. And getting that revelation and allowing it to carry you and fuel you and fire you up. Not allowing the voice of the stranger to cause you to grow dull. These are things that we have to do. We're grown men and women here. Nobody's going to do it for us. We have to do it. Pastor can get up here and teach every single week. Powerful stuff. Holy Ghost revelations. But if we're not taking them and using them and applying them and doing the things that we're taught, we're going to grow dull. And we're going to lose the power to keep our body, our spirit, and our soul in subjection to the Holy Spirit, and our flesh will take over, and we'll be right back where we started. So if there is a notice in your life of grumbling, complaining, aggravation, sick and tired of this, sick and tired of that, get that stuff into check. Get in your prayer booklet. Search that stuff out. Bind it up. Cast it out. And make yourself worship your brains out so that you can get connected. Amen? Amen. It's Matthew 6:31. It says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And here's the kicker. Everybody needs to open their ears and hear this in a totally new, different way and get revelation from it. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. If you want to do the right thing more than you're doing the wrong thing, if you want to have the strength to overcome temptation, if you want to have your body in subjection so that you control what you eat, what you say, what you do, you must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add every single thing else that you need. And that is as plain and simple as it gets. We have one responsibility here. To seek him with everything we have and allow him to fill us, to dress us, possess us, to do the work in us so that what he puts in us goes forth and bears fruit for his glory. So don't let the enemy get you caught up in your day-to-day lives and the stresses, the anxieties, and the ridiculous stuff of this world. Remember the eternal. Remember what we're here for. Remember what you're doing, and remember where you came from. Remember that pit, remember that misery, that torment, that bondage, because the enemy is going to try to paint a beautiful picture of how great this was and how great that was. And he's going to show you the supposed decent times. He's not going to show you the times that were miserable and wretched and tormenting when you were detoxing, locked up, and when you were going through all kinds of pain and anguish from withdrawals and from running from the police and being shot at and all that stuff. He's not going to show you that. Don't let them trick you. We've got a call, purpose, and destiny to fulfill. We're here in this place for a specific reason, for this time and season, and things are about to bust loose. Do not miss the blessing. Do not miss the promise. He's going to fulfill what he said he's going to fulfill. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. The promises he's made, they're going to come to pass. We got to wait. We got to hold on. We got to fight on, and we got to seek him more and more every day so that we have the strength to overcome the temptations of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we love you and bless you. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for all that you do. We commit this time into your hands, Lord. We seal this word with your blood. We ask that it would grow and bear fruit for your glory, Lord. Again, we lift up Pastor to you, Father. We ask for divine healing over his body, over his spirit and soul, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that we are able to taste and see the glory of your goodness. And I ask that you cause each and every one of us to not lose sight of how special all this is. How divine and amazing all this is, Lord. That we are here with you and you are here with us. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name.